Some of our commons are tiny village greens, others expansive pond-scattered meadows and woodland. Most are at the heart of their communities. Centuries ago, around a quarter of Norfolk was common land. This shrank dramatically as land was enclosed. In the summer of 1549, the country's biggest uprising against the land grab was led by Robert Kett of Wyndham. It failed, and acres of land were fenced in and fenced off. But in some places, people can still enjoy roaming across huge commons, and in others, fragments were retained for people to cut wood, fuel allotments, or were rented out to raise money for the poor, still sometimes called poor's land.
1. Bells and burials. Dartmoor ponies graze Litcham Common, which is managed as a nature reserve by the Norfolk Wildlife Trust. Beneath all the wildlife, there's history too, including a Bronze Age burial mound. There are traces of Roman roads and settlements nearby, and the Nar Valley Way footpath between Dereham and King's Lynn runs across the common. The volunteers of Litcham Common Conservation Group meet every month in normal times. All three of the main species of native British heather grow here: ling, cross-leaved heather, and bell heather. And bell heather cuttings are sold in aid of a very appropriate cause, the restoration of Litcham's church bells.
2. Orchids and newts. New Buckenham was planned by the Normans, and its huge common dates back to the 12th century too. Today it still includes ponds and marshes, woodland and grazing, and in early summer, green-winged orchids, which are actually purple, flower there. Three more species of orchid, bee, pyramidal, and common spotted, have also been spotted, and great crested newts live in the meres.
3. Pingoes and pool frogs. The Ice Age left its mark on Thompson Common, the melting ice creating many shallow ponds known as pingoes. These pingoes were the last place that northern pool frogs lived before becoming extinct in England at the end of the 20th century. Now the northern pool frog is back as part of a scheme to reintroduce the frogs led by the Norfolk Wildlife Trust and Amphibian and Reptile Conservation.
4. A picturesque victory for the common people. Hanworth Common is so beautiful that artists including Humphrey Repton and John Sell Cotman travelled to paint it. Villagers have the right to graze their cows here, and it is said to be the largest village common in England, which has grazing cows contained by cattle grids. The common has been managed by a committee for more than a century, but was claimed by a local landowner in the early 21st century, a claim rejected by the courts.
5. Smees. The common land in Martham is known as the Smees, which may be from a local name for wild duck. Traditionally, stones and gravel for filling potholes in nearby roads and tracks were taken from Martham's common off Common Road. After the Enclosure Act of 1812, four pieces of land were identified where sand, gravel and clay could be removed for road maintenance. Three are still managed by the parish and known as the Smees. There's not much clay left, but the meadows and glades are full of wildlife. And last year, volunteers learned how to scythe pathways through the grass.
6. Games. Glorious Mulbarton Common spreads over 45 acres of open land at the heart of the village. In the 19th century, people travelled from Norwich for day trips, including games on the common, and drinks afterwards in the pub. Today the common is still treasured by residents and visitors as somewhere to walk, play games and enjoy the natural world.
7. Uncommon Common. The only common established in England in the 20th century consists of three small hedged fields given to the people of Rushall and Dickleborough near Diss in 1995 by local resident Daphne Buxton. St Clement's Common, where Vaunce's Lane meets Langmere Road, includes a wildflower meadow, a site for community events, and the Stackyard strip of wild land. Access rights are owned by the Open Spaces Society to ensure the land cannot be built on. These include the right of estivers, or permission to collect furze and bracken.
8. Amazing grazing. Cattle once grazed on Nethered Moor in Dereham before being sold at market. The much-loved county wildlife site has a more sinister history too, and was once known as Gallow Tree Moor. Bronze Age hearths and flints have been found here, and 21st century locals regularly campaign against applications to build on it.
9. Fences, fuel and fish. Part of the common at East Ruston, near Stalham, was enclosed more than 200 years ago, but almost half of it was turned into a poor's allotment. The poorest people of the village would be able to scavenge firewood here, and even today, the Poor's Allotment charity still helps East Ruston people with the costs of heating homes and cooking food by giving all pensioners a fuel allowance each Christmas. The charity's income includes money from renting the land for grazing and selling fishing rights at the lake. Today, the trustees also work with conservation bodies to help protect native plants and animals on the land.
10. A cartoonist's gift. East Winch Common was given to the Norfolk Wildlife Trust in 1973 by cartoonist, artist, illustrator and theatre designer Osbert Lancaster, who lived opposite in East Winch Hall. Osbert drew the front page cartoon for the Daily Express for over 40 years, and his first major art exhibition in Norwich in 1955 was opened by poet John Betjeman. During the Second World War, he worked for the Ministry of Information, where his duties included drawing caricatures for leaflets in German, Dutch and French, which were dropped by air over enemy territory.
11. Cricket. Swardston Common is the scenic home of one of East Anglia's best-known cricket clubs. In the 1980s, the ground held the one-day minor counties scoring record after a game between Norfolk and Lincolnshire. This summer, Swardston Cricket Club was to make history itself as the first English champions to compete in the European Cricket League. They would have taken on the best club sides from 15 other European countries. But, sadly, the contest was stumped by coronavirus. The Friends of Swardston Common was set up in 2017 to help care for the common and help residents and visitors enjoy the wildlife.